Chav Gimel Amad Aleph. Dover Acher, bottom of Chav Beis. The Etam says, Nosati Yishmeichem Be'Etam. So what's the proper time for rain? B'Leili Revios or B'Leili Shabbosos. On Tuesday night and Friday night. Shekein Matzinu B'Meishim B'Meishetach. Rashi says, Asi Be'Etam. Zo B'Leili Revios or B'Leili Shabbosos. They ain't Torah with me, Adam. They ain't holding with Drachim. People don't go out those nights. Shabbos because it's Shabbos. But Lele Revi also, the Igeris Bas Machlis the Psochim. There's a Sheva that's out on Tuesday nights, and people don't travel around because of the Sakona. It says, though, that in the time of Reb Chanina ben Dosa, I think, they're Mavatl that shade. Or even after that, I remember now which one it was. So it could be Bisman Azeh, there's no Indian. That's why Rashi and the Chukosa, they say, only brings down that people don't go around on Friday night, because since they were vatal that shade, there's no reason not to go around on Wednesday night, on Tuesday nights. So in the time of Shem Ben Shetach, rains only came down on Tuesday night and Friday night. At Shinasu Chitim Kikloyus, and it was so such a good time. Right, and everything was so beneficial that the chitim were the size of kidneys, usaorim karine zesim, and the saorim were like olives, ba'adoshim kedin rezov. The tsaru mehem dug meladoros. They put them away as an example for all future generations, lodia kama achet gorim, to know that if people are doing what's right, things are naturally proper, and if not, look what the chet is goring, that things come out inferior. Shenemar avonoseichem hitu eile, your sins have caused this, v'chatoseichem monu hatov mikem. So they say that avonoseichem is where you do it b'mezid. That's hitu eile. They cause your, instead of the good coming to you, it comes to your enemies. V'chatoseichem is shogeg, at least monu hatov. It doesn't make it good for your enemies, but it takes the good away from you. In the time of Hordas, they refurbished the second Beis HaMikdash, and they were working on building the Beis HaMikdash, on refurbishing it. And it only rained at night, not to interfere with their work. The next day already it didn't rain, the wind blew and the clouds dispersed, the Zorcha Chama and the sun came out, the Yotzu Amla Malachtam, they went out to work, the Yodu Shemalecha Shemayim Bidem. They knew that they were working with Malecha Shemayim and they were getting the Siyata Deshmayim. That shouldn't, the rain shouldn't interfere with building the Beis HaMikdash. Rashi. And if you don't think there's enough rain from two nights a week, that's just the opposite. It rained two nights a week not to disturb people, and it rained perfectly, that the result was a perfect result. They put away, they tied them up and put it away as an example for the future. Hordes saucer binyan de Ezra, ubona binyan yofa. Hordes broke down Ezra's Beis HaMikdash and built a better one. Okay. Maisa Shishoch Lechoni Ma'agel. Tonu Rabon. Pam Achas Yotzarova Adar V'lo Yadu Gishamim. One time, most of Adar passed by already and it still hadn't rained. Shoch Lechoni Ma'agel Hispal V'yerdu Gishamim. So they sent to Choni Ma'agel, who Lechora at this point wasn't called Choni Ma'agel yet. Right, that you should daven, that rain should come. He daven, and it didn't rain. Og uga, he made a circle, ba'omad besoch, and he stood in the middle of the circle, kadero she'osu chabokuk hanovi, as chabokuk did before him, she'nemer al mishmarti emolda ve'esyatzva al motzor. When standing on my guard, ve'esyatzva, and I'll stand straight, two standings, mashma, that he did something that made him stand and not go out of the area where he was. Or a motzer is also a siege. It's like I'm besieged now by the circle around me. Rashi uga shura agula kamo uga shihi agula, like a cake that's round. They say, why do you make dafka a circle? Let's read the Rex Rashi first. Gidera Shalsa Chabaku can refer to Targum Shaltfilas Chabaku. Al Mishmarti Emolda can mean Beso Asuri Masav Yosha. Made like a jail around him and sat inside of it and said, I'm not moving from here until my tefillas are answered. So I saw that Ben Yoyada says that he made a circle because it's like the letter Samach. And Samach represents Somech Hashem L'chol HaNoflim. Klal Yisrael shouldn't fall, they should be supported. But then it should have said Somach Samach. He made a Samach by an Uga. Thinking that the Ramban says that every time you want a Nevuah to be fulfilled, so you do something in this physical world that represents what you want to happen. Same thing over here with the tefillah. So what do they want? They want a food, eventually. Ugos. So he made a circle as if there's already an uga. We already have the cakes, the cookies. And the white dafkan uga, right? You could have made a pretzel or something. What's it called? Now, the idea is that matzah is also called ugos. Matzah represents the fact that the Rabban Shem gave them parnasa. They didn't have to prepare for themselves. So, same thing over here. They wanted the parnasa to come from the Rabban Shem. Another thing, an uga is, the Gemara says in Moed Katan, ugos are things around trees for containing the water when you irrigate them. So, same thing. They wanted rain. So, he made an uga, which represented the rain, the irrigation, and also the food, which was the result. Could be. Omer lefon ribon v'shalom. Bonecha samu pneim olayish anikben bayis lefonecha. Your children have put their trust in me because I'm like a ben bayis by you, family member. Nishba ani b'shimcha gadol she'ein izoz mikan ad sheterachim abonecha. I swear by your name, I'm not moving out of the circle till you have rachmonis on Klal Yisrael. Hisu g'shalom minatvim. So it started to drizzle. Omer lo talmidov rebi re'inucha v'lo nomus. So his talmidim said, we see you, but we still don't want to die, right? Just seeing you successful and having drizzle is not going to make us not die from famine. Kim dumim onu she'en gishomim yordim elahatu shvuasach. It seems like your rain's only raining to be yotze, your shvua, but not for our sake. Omer lo kach shalti. He said to the Rabban Shem, it's not what I asked for. Ela gishmei boro sichon. I want rain that's going to fill up the reservoirs. Yordu v'zav, so it started to rain like a storm. Actually called tipa v'tipa kamole pi chovis. Right, each drop was the size of the opening of a barrel, the mouth of a barrel. V'shiru chachomish ein tipa chusami luk. They figured out how much water there was in each drop was not less than a luk. Omru lo tamid of Rebbe rinucha v'lo nomus. They said, we see you and you still don't want to die. This is not the correct kind of rain that's going to be good for crops. The rain's coming to destroy the world. Omer lefonav lo kach shalti. So he said again, this tefillah, it's not what I want. Ela gishmei rotzon brochol nedova. Yordu ketikunam. So the rains came down nicely, a lot, and calmly. Ad sheolu kolom laharabayis. Mipnei hagishom. Until they had to go up to Harabayis because of the rain. Omlo Rebbe Kishem Shispalauta Shiyer Du Kachispal Viehulahem. Okay, now we had enough. So just like you daven, they should come. Now it's uncomfortable, too much rain, daven should go away. Omer Lohem Kach Mikublani Shemispal Ruvatova. No, I have a Kabbalah, you don't daven for too much good. You don't daven, it should go away. Afa Pikain, Hevilo Par Hodah. They brought him a Par Hodah, either a Shlomim or a Korban Toldah. One of the two. And Hevilo Paro Dos Somach Shteyodavolav, he made smicha on it. The Rambam says you make smicha on a shlomim too, and you say divrei shevach. On a chatos and an ola, you say vidui. And on a shlomim, you say what's it called? Could be a tolda also, you say divrei shevach. But Omar Lefan Ribon Shalom, Amcha Yisrael Shal Tzeisim Mitzrayim, Enam Yecholim, Loberov Tova, Veloberov Peronios. Klal Yisrael can't exist not with too much good or too much bad. Ain't lichol lamod. They can't take too much good or too much bad. Ko'ast aleim ain't lichol lamod. If you get too angry with them, they can't exist. Kishpat aleim tov ain't lichol lamod. Too much good, they also can't exist. Yirasol fanecha sheyifseku hageshomet. And therefore, I hope the rain will stop, even though he said, you know, not mispowel, right? But here, he did it not to daven that the rain should stop. He did it as a hodah. He's thanking in his thanking for the Rabban Shel Olam. right? And for the protection of Klal Yisrael, he's not davening specifically the rain should stop, but in the context that he said, the rain should stop. The revach ba'olam, the yad noshva ruach v'nispazu ha'ovim v'zorach ha'chama, the yotzuam v'soda, they view them k'moyim v'pitrios, the immediate result to pine for the tvua to grow from this rain, but they had immediately mushrooms and toadstools to eat. Okay, Rashi. Re'inucha velo nomus, nira oscha velo nomus, benichusa. They said it as a statement. We see you, but we don't want to die of the famine. Yishtadlus velo nomus barom, ne'atziris gishomim. Right, the ma'isa daven, that the rain should be successful in coming in a way that's going to bring us food. Parhodol, lisvados olav, to be misvada, not lisvados, but in other words, to be moda, to thank the Rabbanu Shalom. The Oslo Smicha, you put in a Smicha, the Yushlamim, Choni Bisman Abayisai, Choni lived in the time of the Beis HaMikdash. So he brought a korban. Kamoinu Pitrios, Bulites Belash, Yotsu Milichluach Hagisham, the Yodu Kol Shabrochohoi. All these, immediately the mushrooms came from the rain, and they knew that it was Gishmei Bracha, that it was going to produce food. Sholach Lo, Shimon Ben Shetach. So Shimon Ben Shetach, who was the Nasi, sent to Choni Amagil, Il Mole Choni Ato, if you wouldn't be Choni, goes Reni Olecha Nidah, I put you in Cherim. Right? Velo Od, I think the Gross says. Yeah, Velo Od. Ela, She'ilu Shonim Kishne Eliyahu. What would you do if it was years like Eliyahu Novi's time? She'maftechos Kishonim B'yodosh Eliyahu. That Eliyahu was given the keys of Geshem, and he made a shvua that there won't be any rain during those times. Lo nimtze shem shemayim mischal yodecha. You took a shvua that you're not moving from there till it rains. And if it had been the time of Eliyahu, when Eliyahu took a shvua that it wouldn't rain, so somebody's shvua is going to be mischal. So you don't play around with the Rabbanu Shalom like that and make shvuas one way or the other. Avol ma esel lecha, lemaisa, I'm not going to put you in cherim. Shata mischati lefnei amokom. You're naughty in front of the Rabbanu Shalom. Vosel lecha ritzonchan. He does what you want. Kiben shemischati alav, like a kid who's naughty. Right, he misbehaves. The also lo ritzono, and the father does what he wants. The omer lo abba holicheni lirachzeni bechamim shatzeni. The kid drives his father crazy. He says, "Give me a warm bath," and he says, "Give me a cold bath." Tein li agozim shkedim afarsekim rimonim. The kid asks for constantly all different kinds of things. Right. V'nosein lo, and the father does what his child wants. He loves the child, he'll do whatever he wants, even if the kid is rambunctious. V'olecha kosev omer yismach ovicha v'imecha v'sogel yolaretecha. That the Rabbanu Shalom and Klal Yisrael, imecha is Klal Yisrael, and ovicha is the Rabbanu Shalom, are happy with you. Tal Rabbanon, ma sholchu b'nei lishka sagosis l'choni amagel, b'nei lishka the Sanhedrin sent to choni amagel the following message. V'tigzer omer v'yokim loch, the aldrachecha noga or, right, pasuk in Eov. The tigzar omer v'yokim lach, you decree and it happens. The aldrachecha noga, and on your ways it's light. A noga or, okay, what is it? The tigzar omer ato gazarta milmata v'kodesh baruch mekayim amorcha milmala. You command the Rabbanu Shalom what to do and he does what you want. The aldrachecha noga or, Dorsha, you offel he'arta b'tfilosecha. A generation that was dark, there was a famine. You enlightened with your tefillas. You lit up. Ki yishpilo. Atomer geve. Dorsha yeshofel he'basu b'tfilosecha. A door that was lowly, you raised up with your tefila. V'soch einayim yoshia. Dorsha soch b'avona hoshata b'tfilosecha. A generation that was lowly with its sin, you saved. V'tfiloschi, molet inoki, it's the end of this passage, dor shaloha yonoki, melatato b'tfilosecha, a door that was not clean from sin, you saved with your tefila. V'nimlat b'bor kapecha, milatato b'maisi odecha habarurim. And you, bors over here is b'loshim barurim, with your clear deeds, that what's it called? Choni Ma'agel was somebody who learned Torah very clearly. See later on the Maisa that happened. So with his Torah, he was zocher to all these nisim to happen to him. Okay, Rashi. If you wouldn't be an Adam Golov, sometimes people can do things that they're roy for to put in Cheirim, but since they're an Adam Golov, you don't put them into Cheirim. Shilmoli ha'yushonim kishnei liyohu. Linado, shemenadim ha'kovet harab. Why would they put him in Cheirim? Because he spoke to the Rabbanu Shalom without respect. She tiach dvorim va'omer lo koch shalati. He's talking to the Rabbanu Shalom, he talks to his friend. Shilmoli ha'yushonim kishnei liyohu. Zeres atzirus kishonim. If in the times of Elio there was a gzera of a drought, umafteach shal gishon biyod shal Elio, and the mafteach of gishon was given over to Eliyahu, and he refused to let them have rain as a punishment for their sins. So, and you'll take a shavua that it's going to rain. How do you know that the Rabban Shem was going to listen to you when you took a shavua? You didn't take a shavua lechina. Lo nimtza shev shemayim eschal bitmiya. Eliyahu made a shvua that there won't be any rain. Now imagine if you would have been in the same time, or somebody else would have existed in your time that made such a shvua. Kim lefi devorai. The atot nishba she'ena tazoz at shi'er degeshamim. Right? So how can you be so sure that your shvua is going to be in the sky, and maybe somebody else's shvua is going to be in the sky? Nimtza shem shemayim eschal yadecha. Deze ozeh boli de shvua shav. One of them is going to be a shvua shav. Mishchate loshen chata. You sin. You misbehave. Kolomar hevi holeich. Kolomar holeich v'chote. Okay. Holeich v'chote. Lishka sagozis Sanhedrin. Dorsha yo'ofel mirov tsar shaliorichon. The generation that was dark from Tsaris. You lit up their lives. Hushata b'tfilosecha min amisan. You saved them from death. Shavesa aleim sova. You brought them food. Amr of Yochanan, Kol Yomav shall also tzadik ha'y mitztayer al mikra zeh. His entire life, Choni Ma'agil was mitztayer on this pasuk. Shira Malos b'shuv Hashem eshiv asiyon ha'inu kecholmim. Omar mi'ika denayim shivim shonim b'chelma. Right, for first of all, from the argumar is mashma, that this Choni Ma'agil that slept for 70 years that we're going to get to is the same Choni Ma'agil that's mentioned in the Mishnah. Others say that it was... The one mentioned in the Mishnah was, what's it called, was in the time of Bayis Rishon. And the one that slept for 70 years was in the time of Bayis Rishon. He slept through Golas Bavel. And the one mentioned in the Mishnah was a great-grandson of his, or a grandson, great-grandson, grandson, who lived in the time of Bayis Sheni. But from our Gemara, his Mashma was the same person. So he always bothered him, this Pasuk Shira Malos. Is it possible that a person should sleep for 70 years and dream? Right. So is it to be taken literally or not to be taken? Is it possible and then you have to learn the pasuk one way, or it's not possible and it's tam a moshel?
Where do we see 70 years in the pasuk?
What? Because it's the Shuv Hashem Eshiv Asiyon, 70 years ago, this bother. Yom Echad Havi Ozo Be'orcha. So one time he was traveling, Chaz Yahu Gav Davinot Charuv. He saw a person planting a boxer tree. Omerle Hai Ad Kama Shonim Toyin. How long does it take for the first fruits to appear on this tree? Omerle Ad Shivim Shana, 70 years. Omerle Pshitaloch Dechai Shivim Shana. You're planting a tree now. Are you sure you're going to live another 70 years to get the fruit? Omerle Hai Gavra Alma Becharuv Ashkachte. When I came to the world, I found Charuvim growing. Somebody planted it before me. Just like my ancestors planted trees for me, I'm planting trees for my children. Yosef Kokorach Riftas, he sat down to eat. Osele Shinson, he fell asleep. Nim. Ahadrele Mishunisa, Ichse Me'ena. And rock around him grew up and covered him up. V'nim shivim shonim. He slept for 70 years. Some say it's a dream. He dreamt that he slept for 70 years. But he didn't actually sleep for 70 years. Kikom chazial hu gavra. And all this was in a dream. When he, in his dream, got up from the dream, he dreamt that he had slept 70 years, and he dreamt that he got up from that dream, and this is all in a dream. According to others, it mamash happened. He saw the guy, Davi Komalakit Minayo, the guy was taking off the charuvim from the tree. Omerle, Atu Dishalse, you the guy that I spoke to a little while ago who was planting this tree?
Amarle Bar Bereanam, his grandson. Amarle Shmami Nod, deny me Shiva Son. I see I slept for 70 years. Right? Guess he's late. The Chaza, Lechamre, the Sialdele, Ramche, Ramche. He saw that his donkey, his female, he left a female donkey who was pregnant. So the donkey gave birth to a male. The male lived with the mother. And then there were generations of Chamori. Ozulabesi went home. Omer Lahu, Brei de Choni Amagel Mikayim. Is the son of Choni Amagel still alive? Omer Le, Brei Lesa. No, his son already died. Barbares, he has his grandson is still here. Omer Lahu, Ano Choni Amagel. I'm him. Lohem Nua. They didn't believe him. Ozulabesi Amedrish, Shaminu Lerabon, De Kamre, Nihirin Shmaisin, Kibishne Choni Amagel. So he heard them saying that this sugya that we're learning is as clear to us as it was in the time of Choni Amagel, because he used to make the sugya clear. That's what it said before, Dvara Berurim, that because he had clarity in learning, that's why he was zocha to all the nisim that happened. Now the Isle of Beis Medrash, so he went to the Beis Medrash, Kol Kushya, the Havilu, the Rabban, Havim Faraklu. All the questions I had, he answered. Amarlu, Anon Nihu, I'm Choni Amagel, right? That Lohim knew, they didn't believe him. They didn't give him the covet he deserved. Some say he didn't give him the covet he deserved is because you can't, in the time of Choni Amagel, so he was from that generation, so they respected what he said. But now he's from a different generation, and you can't listen to a gadol who's from a different generation because he doesn't know your generation. So they didn't listen to him as they listened to him in his own time. So
that
he got upset.
If they believed him.
What?
That would have been if they believed him, but they said he didn't.
No, so Manavsha, they said, no, in the beginning they didn't believe him. And then they believed him, but they didn't give him the covet that he did. Cholesh Daite, so he got Chalisha Sadas, Boy Rachni Umis. And he asked for Rachni to die. Again, some say it's always in a dream. Omar Rava, Hainu Damri Inshi, O Chavruso Misusa. Either you need friends or can't live. Okay, Rashi. Shaloso tzadik, choni amagel, hoyim itztair al mikra zeh, shira malos loshin ilui. Right? Shira malos, this is something being raised up. Hainu kecholmim, kechalom nidme golus bavel, shoy yeshivim shona. Golus bavel was like 70 years, which is 70 years, like a dream. Shivim shona bechelma bitmion. The east of the Naim, is it possible for a person to sleep 70 years and dream? The Yeshua, the Miyoshin, Shivim, Shana, B'Shein, Achas, possible to sleep 70 years in one shot? Ad Shivim, Shnin, Lotoyin, Peira, B'Tiina, Kamaisa. The first fruit doesn't come for 70 years. Yosef, Choni, Amaga, V'Kokorach, if they went to eat lunch, Ana, Alma, B'Charuva, Ashkachte, Kihechi, Neshas, Liavose, Ana, Nami, Ishtel, Ebroi. Ahadre, Le, Mishunisa, also Shnivos of Shein, Tzela. A rock, a cliff grew up around him and covered him up. Nobody saw him. The Loashkechu hustled, didn't find him. So he was able to hibernate for 70 years. Ramchi, Ramchi, Vladi Vlados, Be'elu Ashonim, denying. During this time he was sleeping, his donkey was having children. How did it have children? Well, it was a one donkey, but it was pregnant with a male when he went there. It gave birth. The Chazru Boa Levoliza, and the male lived with the mother and had children, and then there were more males and females, and they had a lot of children.
Well, there were no other donkeys in there?
What?
There were no other donkeys in there?
I mean, that, no, he says, what's it called? Mashma.
Why is it telling?
Well, Rashi is telling you that you don't have to create other donkeys. It could have happened just with the one donkey that was there. His donkey had the thing. That does Mashma, there wasn't other donkeys around. Omar Lahu. Right? It says his donkey produced these things. It was somebody else's donkey produced it too. Omer Lahu, Shoal Lahom Benoshel Choni Amagel Kayim. He asked them, is Choni Amagel's son around? Nahir Lucha Hanach Shmaise, Mugas Lam Shmuazu, Gila Madnu Bechayev Shel Choni Amagel. It's clear to us, like we had learned it in the time of Choni. In the time of Choni Amagel, everybody learned things very clearly. Shoyim Afarka Lonu Magia Lonu Yotha Yotha. When time of Choni Amagel, he used to tell us these things very clearly. I know because these were old people who were still around from the time of Choni Amagel. O chevruso misusa v'lo gasin en hocha ki chevri ti iuv elabov abasa. Over here it doesn't mention chevri iuv.
Here it just says either friends or death. El above basra. Kavi meis in the iu. Main chaver of shalotim nogim bo kovet kibatchila noach lo shiyomos. If person's friends don't give him kovet like they used to, better he should die. Inom mishum hanech biryoni lo kosher seyem. This whole of inomi we don't have in our Gemara.